Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذْمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. To abundantly remember the destroyer of pleasures. I know that if you've ever listened to something at Heartwork or at Roots before, this is not the way that I usually start. But this is something that, to be quite honest with you, I've been thinking about a lot recently. I think in the past year we've probably come closer to death than we've ever thought before. Whether it was just seeing it every day, experiencing it within our friends and family circles, maybe even having a near brush with it ourselves. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us in the Quran, that no matter who you are, no matter what you do, what you make, you are going to leave. Everybody has to have an exit from this life. And as one of my early teachers, Sheikh Ihab, he told us back in Chicago, he said that this life is like a hotel room. It's an analogy that I've used before a lot. It's just like a hotel room. When you stay in a hotel room, you enjoy it. You benefit from it. You use whatever's there. But you know at the end of the day that you have to check out. And so when you remember that you have to check out, you don't get bothered by the things that you don't like, and you don't renovate it, you don't refurnish it, and you also don't fall in love with it, because you know that you're not going to be there forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just tell us in the Quran that we are going to pass away. He doesn't tell us only that every soul shall taste death. That's not where he stops. But Allah also details what happens when a person passes away. And tonight I wanted to share with you some verses from Surah Fussilat, which is these verses. I was reading them the other day for something else. You know, I was reading Quran for Ramadan. And they shook me so much that I texted Sheikh Abdul Nasser and I said, hey, I don't know what my talk is. I don't know what you know, because Sheikh is the one, he's the quarterback. He's your Dak Prescott, right? So he distributes the talks. We don't get a choice. He's better than Dak, though. Okay, mashallah. And not injured and doesn't make as much. So supportqalam.com. Because if we had that kind of contract, I don't think we'd ever have a fundraiser. But it was just something that shook me, guys. Because I'm 33, I'm not at the age that most people would imagine themselves thinking about death. And I came across an article of a philosopher who claimed to be agnostic, and he claimed that, you know, after death there was nothing. And he very vehemently and aggressively held this principle his entire life, as many agnostics and atheists do. And then his son, who made a documentary on his life, said that in the final moments of his life, he basically, for the last few weeks of his existence on this earth, he very explicitly told his son that I regret holding this belief. Because I don't think that it's correct, and I think that my life would have been different had I thought that there was something coming after. And then they said that as he passed away, the last words that he said were, "Isn't that interesting? We should go see what that is." Which Allah knows best. But Allah actually details for us that transition from this life to next life. And there are some pretty scary descriptions. And for once, I don't want to share those. Because the night of the 27th and the odd nights in general and the night of and the month of Ramadan, the last 10 nights, they're nights of hope. So instead of putting into our minds and hearts like the fear, I want to put into what inshallah, we're all going to be experiencing. But before we talk about that, I do want to share one thing that I think everybody can agree with. I want to lay the context here. This life is very hard. Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. No matter what you do, no matter who you are always going to be surrounded by work. فِي كَبَدٍ. You are literally immersed in it. One deadline passes, another one comes up. One bill is paid, another one hits you. Right? One situation gets resolved, another one just pops up out of nowhere. This is the sunnah of this life, that there will never be a moment, ever, in which you will be sitting there and you will have nothing on your plate that will be of concern, that's bothersome to you. Ever. Even in the moments that Allah blesses us with in terms of His giving us prosperity and giving us, there are even, you know, even when you buy a new phone, you still have to get used to it. Even when you buy some new furniture, you still have to build it. Right? Even when you get a new house, you still have to offer 20% more than what's listed. Right? There's even in the moments of goodness, there's work. Even when you get married, you still have to get married. Meaning the wedding. Alhamdulillah, I'm happily married, guys. Relax, okay? But you're even in the marriage, you still have to go through the wedding where you have to place a bouquet around someone's neck and someone steals your shoes and you have to pay for your shoes back. I did something really bad during my wedding because I'm white. So I was just like, look, just take the shoes, that's fine, you know? And they were like, you're ruining the game. I was like, what game? People told me not to play games in marriage. I'm not playing any games. All right? So there's all these moments, you know, like you're trying to find decorators and caterers and this and that. Everyone's always going to have issues. لَقَدَ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. This life is hard. You know, it's whether or not you miss a flight or whether or not someone walks in the bathroom as you're washing your feet, making wudu, and they stare at you. There's difficulty after difficulty, man. And sometimes you just put your head on your pillow at night and you just say to yourself, man, I cannot wait till Jannah. I cannot wait. Not saying that a person doesn't want to live anymore, but you look and you say, man, as much as I got going on here, it's exhausting. And inshallah, Jannah, where there's no difficulty, no trouble, no this, no that, no problem, I can't wait. And so what does that moment look like? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. But He doesn't just tell us what happens, He describes who also gets this. And I think this is going to be really interesting because a lot of us feel inadequate spiritually. We do feel like, man, I don't even feel comfortable talking about Jannah because I'm not sure. You know, the hadith about those in the seventh heaven, how many of us make dua for the highest level of Jannah? That's good. How many of us feel too shy to even ask? When I read the hadith about the last person to enter Jannah, I'm like, that's cool, I'm in Bukhari. The last person to enter Jannah, I'm like, oh yeah, that's me. Great, that's the state that I feel about myself. And I'm sure everyone here maybe feels similar to that. The ones that Allah will forgive them even though they don't have enough good deeds. I'm like, that's amazing. Can't wait. The ones who never made mistakes, I'm like, man, you know, Mufti Muntasir's got it good. You know, Mufti Kamali, mashallah, what's it like? So when you read this ayah in Surah Fussilat, for me, it gives me a lot of hope. Because Allah Ta'ala is talking about those people who will enter paradise. And He talks about the moment of death. What happens when it all ends? What happens when your soul no longer needs this body? What happens when that transition occurs? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Let's not start there. Let's start with the angels. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمْ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. The angels will come to this person, and you'll be laying there, whether it's at home or in your hospital bed, or hopefully around people that love you and that you love them. May Allah give us all dignified endings. Endings with the least pain possible, and the most honor and the most solace for those around us. Ameen. And all of a sudden, you'll see the angels coming down from the sky. And it'll be like one of those surreal experiences where you don't know if this is real or not. And what happens typically when you're experiencing something like that, right? Not that anyone's ever experienced this before, who's here now. But when you're experiencing one of those surreal, almost like out-of-body experiences, the first thing that happens is that you feel afraid. And the hadith tell us that the angel of death, when he arrives, or when the angel of death arrives to take your soul, if you're a believing soul, that angel of death is a very handsome-looking person. Very beautiful in image. The odor is fragrant. The perfume, the cologne is nice. It's like the whole room just brightened up. And the angel of death arrives with a smile. And the angel of death says, respectfully, it's time. Allah takhafu. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because how can a person be afraid when they're going back to where they came from? How can a person be afraid if they're going back home? How can one be afraid if they go to the one that loves them more than even those people around them love them? Allah takhafu, wa la tahsan, and don't grieve. I know that you saved up and got the best car you could afford. I know that your car has doors that go like this, and you don't take gas, and you told every person you met about it. And I know that you bought that house and somehow you got it. You wrote a sob story letter about some things that you made up that probably aren't true. And you won the bid. Your proposal got accepted. And I know that you climbed that corporate ladder. I know that you started your own clinic. I know that you had all this. And I know that you just are witnessing your own children and your grandchildren. And I know that the idea of leaving what's comfortable is scary. But Allah takhafu, wa la tahzan. Don't be afraid. And don't be sad. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Because you are going to be going to Jannah, the thing that you were promised. Then the angels say something so amazing. And this gets me. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We were with you the whole time. You know those moments that you thought Islam was too hard? And you struggled? Should I pray or not? Should I wash my feet or not? Should I wear the hijab or not? I can't get up and pray today, I'm too tired. Do I have to pay zakat on that too? I can't dress like this, I can't do this, I can't, holding my tongue. You know those moments you thought it was hard and you'd never get past it and you felt so alone? Everyone else around you was doing something. The entire world was doing something. And you stood there, principled, not even recognizing yourself, because this isn't the kind of person you are, and you said, I'm in it for Allah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We were with you the whole time. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And we're going to be with you in the end too. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And those things that you passed up in the dunya, the things that you saw everybody else gaining and benefiting from, the things that you looked at and you said, I wish I could have that, but I'm Muslim. Isn't Islam so tough? I talked about last week, my friend growing up, who was not the most practicing of people. If he asked to marry my daughter, I might say no. Right? But he had, he thought every man, subhanAllah, he was there when hot Cheetos became hot on men. You guys remember that? It was like 2005 to 2008. Before the Muslim Ummah realized we had scientists. And we could actually figure out if it's haram or not. And I remember the one thing he said, man, when the word came down, it wasn't WhatsApp. Chicago, this was a big deal. I don't know if you remember this, it was a huge deal. Like, if you were going to lead prayer in a masjid, they're like, when's the last time you had Doritos? If it was within 40 days, they're like, please, step back. Please go to the new Muslim center, right? Like, we'll orient you there. And my friend, subhanAllah, he literally, it was like the weirdest thing. We were in the gas station late at night, and he was picking food, and so he was picking up hot Cheetos, and somebody goes, don't do that, man. He goes, why? And he said, they're not pork rinds. He goes, yeah, don't. It's haram. Again, 2005, 2008, roughly, okay? And he goes, man, everything's haram. And I know it's just chips, but his anger was so deep. It was so deep. And we probably have felt that. In high school, in college, in corporate work, in the professional world, with our, man, everything. Islam asks too much. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. You're going to get whatever you wanted. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And you're going to get what you've been promised. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. This is the accommodation. This is the preparation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is the most forgiving, the most merciful, has given you. But do you know who this is given to? I skipped the first part because I wanted to focus on this. Sounds like an amazing thing, man. You're passing away, your life is ending, and the angels come to you and give you this beautiful introduction to the next life, and you say, subhanAllah. But I know we're all imagining somebody who's probably memorized the Quran twice, someone who prayed 20 raka'at, someone who they're on top of their game. We're all imagining, like, we just feel like we just read, you know, the ending of a great scholar's life. This must be what it is going to be like for them. Can you please fast forward to the next person? You know? The one who's barely going to sneak in because his mom prayed tahajjud. Like, can you tell me about that one? Or his grandma made dua for him one time, or her one time. Can you tell me about that person? Allah gives this person two characteristics. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. My Lord is Allah. It sounds like a very simple thing. But this means, and all the Mufassirun say this, they say, this means that the person never forgot who their Lord was. Doesn't even matter if they were in the middle, don't take this as permission, of the club. Doesn't even matter. You know, I will never forget at ISNA in like 2004 in Chicago, there was a brother, we went to McDonald's late at night, and the bars and clubs let out around 2:30. So we were all, okay, let me explain. We were there otherwise, and then as soon as the bars and clubs let out, everyone else started coming in, right? Afwajan. So, exactly. Sheikh just said it. He knows. I've told him the story before. We're standing there, and you see a brother, gold chain necklace, Allah. I'm not even going to get started on the gold part, but, and this brother was intoxicated as I've seen anybody. I mean, really. And he was with a bad group of people. And he goes up to the counter and he says, can I please get one fish fillet? And we laughed. And let me tell you why you shouldn't laugh. Because I would have laughed too. Because in that group of people that we were with, what do we all do? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You think a fish fillet is going to save you, bro? You think that's going to save you? Except one brother who was senior to us, all of us, in knowledge. He was the advanced student of the group. And he said, mashallah. As all of us laughed, he said, mashallah. We looked at him and he said, Iman never disappears. And someone even asked him, You're getting a fish sandwich? He goes, yeah, man, this isn't halal. And that senior student art, he said, iman never leaves the heart, man. Once it's there, it's always there. There are people that I know who have, for a period of their life, left Islam, stopped practicing, stopped believing, even said it. And they said that when they were walking, they would catch themselves reciting Quran. It doesn't leave. So when you hear Allah say, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, my Lord is Allah, it doesn't matter if that person is pronouncing that in between sips, it doesn't matter if that person is pronouncing that in between raka'at, if a person can hold on to that, and then Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and that person tries their best. This is going to be their end. We have hope. I read this verse and I thought to myself, Allah didn't mention anything else. He could have made a long list for that beautiful, perfect ending. But that condition is so vast. It's so wide. It's so open. All you have to do is walk in with Allah and try your best to stay in that room. And there will be days that aren't as good as others. There will be days where you wonder if it's worth it. And you have to remind yourself what? It is worth it. Stay the path. Stay the course. Why? Because when I'm laying on my bed and I feel the weight of my sins on my chest and I wonder which angel is coming to get me. My family's around me telling me it's going to be okay. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And then you see the angel smiling saying what? La takhafu wa la tahzanu. And you know you did it. And it was worth it. Every time you turned it down. Every time you said no. Every time you dressed the way that you did. Even though you knew that you could look better in something else. Because you knew that Allah is your Lord. It'll all be worth it at that moment. We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us a good ending. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to grant us the most beautiful ending. We'll begin now with our dua to close inshaAllah. This dua is personal. Normally I would face the Qibla, so I encourage everyone to face the Qibla, but we have our cameras here, so I'm going to go ahead and just sit in this way, inshallah. This dua, again, is by no means comprehensive, it's no means all-inclusive, but it's just something, inshallah, that I wanted to share with everybody, and I hope and pray. I know a lot of us struggle to make dua, I know a lot of us struggle to think of dua, so I just wrote this in a very personal way, so I hope, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala accepts this, and that whatever dua you have that is personal for you, that you can include this inshallah in your own dua as well. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. O Allah, you are the one who eyes have never seen. O Allah, you are the one who no mind can ever grasp. O Allah, you are the one that no one can describe with perfection. Ya Allah, nothing can change you. O Allah, you do not have any fear of any event or any change. O Allah, you know the weight of every single mountain. O Allah, you know the volume of every single ocean. O Allah, you know every single drop of rain that falls. O Allah, you know every single leaf on every tree. O Allah, everything that's hidden in the nighttime, you know it. O Allah, everything that's revealed by the rays of sunlight, you know it. Nothing is concealed from you. The heavens, nor the earth, nor the seas, nor the deep corners of the earth, or the mountains, or the paths. O Allah, you know everything. How perfect are you, Subhanak? And how much do we fail to recognize it? How generous are you, O Allah? And how much do we take you for granted? How loving are you, O Allah? And we always seek love elsewhere. O Allah, how perfect is the creation that you have created. You surely did not create this for no reason. O Allah, you are sufficient for us. O Allah, you are enough for us, and we rely upon you alone. O Allah, we thank you for the gift of guidance and the gift of iman. O Allah, without guidance and iman, we would not know right from wrong. We would not know good from bad. O Allah, the blessing of guidance you've given us is the best blessing that we have. O Allah, thank you for the blessing of life. As much as we have our difficulties, Allah, in life, nothing that you have tested us with is more than we can handle. So, O Allah, we thank you for our health and our life. O Allah, the ability to experience happiness. O Allah, we thank you for this. We thank you for the ability to recognize all the blessings you have given us. O Allah, you tell us in the Quran that if we try to understand even one blessing, we would not be able to. O Allah, how true is this statement? O Allah, we sit here surrounded by, swimming in blessings. O Allah, we have so many blessings. and we still cannot understand them, but we thank you for them. Oh Allah, we thank you for your provision that you have given us. Oh Allah, we go to sleep not worried that our homes will cave in. Oh Allah, we get sick and we never worry that we'll never have medicine. Oh Allah, we get hungry and we never worry that we won't have food or drink. Oh Allah, we get bored and we never worry about the lack of entertainment. We feel empty, Ya Allah, and we fill ourselves with everything you have given us, but we have forgotten that you gave it to us. We look at our homes, Ya Allah, and we say that I bought this, not that Allah has given me this. We look at our food and we say, I made this, not that Allah has given me this. We look at our cars and our phones and our clothes and we say, this is mine, not this was given to me by Allah. We say, this is from me, not from the favors of my Lord. Oh Allah, give us the statement of Maryam alayhi salam. Allow us to say, hadha min fadli rabbi, not hadha min fadli. Oh Allah, allow us to be able to say that this is from the favors of our Lord, not from my favors. Oh Allah, for every blessing that we have, we take for granted. Those blessings that we have, Ya Allah, that we use, that we see, that we hear, but we forget. Oh Allah, do not take away those blessings from us. Oh Allah, do not deprive us of those blessings. You are the one that has given us everything. Oh Allah, shower your blessings and protection upon the ummah of your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, protect the ummah. Oh Allah, there are so many of your creation that are hurting, that are being killed by their oppressors. Homes taken, families taken, lives taken. Oh Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah, the entire world, Middle East, Asia, Africa, Europe, all the Americas, Ya Allah, there is so much suffering, Oh Allah. We sit here, we feel helpless. Oh Allah, we see bullets flying, we see people dying on television, Ya Allah, we don't know what to do. Oh Allah, we are told that dua is the weapon of the believer. We are told that the dua is what changes the world. Oh Allah, we all sit here tonight and with yearning hearts, broken hearts, witnessing people's pain around the world, Oh Allah, we're asking you to please change the situation. Oh Allah, please grant justice to the oppressed. Oh Allah, please protect those who are being harmed. Oh Allah, please grant mercy to those who have been hurt, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and please, Ya Allah, please remove the oppression that they're experiencing. Oh Allah, accept our prayers this month. Oh Allah, accept our prayers even though they were rushed. Accept our charity even though we could have given more. Accept our Quran even though we could have spent more time with it. Oh Allah, accept our deeds. We know we could have done better, but Oh Allah, you are more generous than we. You are more gracious than us. Oh Allah, you accept even the smallest offering with such generosity, with such compassion. Oh Allah, we are like children offering parents a drawing, and the parents know that the drawing is meaningless, except Oh Allah, it's what the children wanted to give. Oh Allah, you are so kind to us, even more kind than our parents are to us. Oh Allah, accept our small humble offerings. Oh Allah, grant us patience and allow us to die in submission to you. Oh Allah, allow us to be close to you in times of good as well as in times of difficulty. Oh Allah, do not let the blessings that you give us deceive us. Do not let the health that you give us deceive us. Do not let the wealth that you give us deceive us. Oh Allah, do not let our blessings deceive us that you are there and that we should be patient and thankful to you at all times. Oh Allah, we seek protection from you. We seek protection in you from the suggestions of shaitan and from our nafs. We seek refuge with you, Oh Allah, so please protect us. Oh Allah, grant us offspring that are righteous, that love you and love your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Grant us children that are healthy in faith and in body, that are beautiful and forbearing. Oh Allah, those who want children, Ya Allah, grant them children. Those who want to be married, Oh Allah, grant them marriage. Oh Allah, those who are expecting, Ya Allah, give them healthy pregnancies and deliveries. For those whose children are here, Ya Allah, grant them blessings in their home and make their children a means of barakah in their lives and in their homes, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless our parents. Bless them for their sacrifices. Forgive them for their shortcomings. We know, Allah, that every person makes mistakes. Our parents tried their best, Ya Allah. Our parents have shortcomings, Ya Allah. They tried their best and they have shortcomings, Ya Allah. They did what they could. They taught us what they knew. Bless them for their efforts. Guide those of us whose parents are not yet Muslim. Oh Allah, guide those of us whose parents are not yet Muslim. Bring them to the straight path, Ya Allah, and forgive all of us for our shortcomings. Allow us to be the children that they deserve, Ya Allah. Allow us to be better than what they deserve, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us in our provision. Put barakah on our sustenance. Make us content, Ya Allah. Let us be happy with what we have and not always looking for more. Make us happy with what we have. Oh Allah, we become tired of what you've given us. How ungrateful do we become? Oh Allah, we get something and we look for the next thing. What has deluded us? What has taken us away from being content, Oh Allah? Oh Allah, there is so much pain and suffering in the world as a result of our actions. Oh Allah, the sweatshops, the pollution, the world is deteriorating because of our greed. Oh Allah, we have messed up badly. We have chosen ourselves over one another. While we sit and eat, we see images of those who starve. We drive in warm cars and we drive by people who are shivering. We sleep in our beds while people sleep in the streets or under bridges or in benches, ya Allah. And we still complain. We still find reasons to complain. Oh Allah, do not take us to task for our lack of gratitude. And grant blessings to those who are struggling. Uplift the pain from those who are suffering, ya Allah. Grant us consciousness not to complain about what people pray for. Allow us to be grateful for the things that we have that people pray for, ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are people in this room who have relationships that are broken tonight. Many parents with their children, in-laws with one another, spouses, family, friends. Oh Allah, they are sitting at odds. They are sitting on opposite sides. They have not talked for weeks, maybe months, maybe years. Many friends have let hatred harbor in their hearts. Oh Allah, you are the one that brings hearts together. Oh Allah, you are the uniter of hearts. On this night of mercy, at the end of this blessed month, ya Allah, grant us mercy so that we can be merciful with each other. Oh Allah, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, shaitan skipped one sajda. Ya Allah, you commanded him once and he said no. How many times have we missed it, ya Allah? How many sajdas have we skipped? How many times have we slept through prayer, or hung out through prayer, or sat and scrolled through prayer? How many times have we only prayed when we needed you? We prayed and we rushed with the only thought in mind to get it over with and get back to what we were doing. How disappointed you must have been in us. But Allah, your mercy is greater than your wrath. Oh Allah, if you took us to task for every slip and every mistake and every time that we fell away, we would never stand a chance. We slip time and time again. Sometimes, Allah, we know what we will do and we still do it. We walk on the slippery, dangerous path of dunya and we do it anyways. Oh Allah, you know that our hearts have that sickness, but you always leave the door open to us. Your mercy is greater than our wrath. Oh Allah, do not let our hearts stray after you have granted us guidance. Do not let us lose our course to you. Do not let us get off this straight path, ya Allah. Who knows if we will ever make it back? Who knows how a lost soul can ever find its way back, ya Allah? Who knows if we'll get back to you, ya Allah, once we've strayed away? Oh Allah, do not let us fall off the straight path, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we don't pray because we want our time. We don't fast because we want our food. We don't give charity because we want more than we need. We save for a house and vacation and spend thousands on ourselves while we delay Umrah and Hajj because a vacation is more important. Oh Allah, how far have we strayed away? Your mercy is greater than your wrath, oh Allah. That's our only hope. How many seconds, how many minutes, how many hours and days and weeks, ya Allah, have gone by where we don't remember you, but you never forget us. Oh Allah, if you were to forget us for the times that we've forgotten you, ya Allah, we would be destroyed. Oh Allah, we believe in you, so please forgive us. Save us from the fire. We sin, ya Allah, but we don't despair. You have promised us, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Your words, Allah, are so beautiful and so powerful. Never despair in the mercy of Allah. No matter how far you are, Allah can forgive every sin. Oh Allah, we believe and we will not despair, oh Allah. Please fulfill your promise to us. We will not despair, oh Allah. Please forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is nothing worthy of worship except for you. I do not devote myself, ya Allah, to anything else. I know that I've been wrong. These wrongs have broken my heart. They've stressed my soul. I can't even look back at some of the things, ya Allah, that I've done. I'm too embarrassed. Please forgive me and give me strength to come nearer to you. I'm ashamed, oh Allah, to even reflect on the things that I've done. Allah, I cannot forgive myself, but your mercy is greater than your wrath. Oh Allah, I cannot forgive myself, but you will forgive me. Oh Allah, we have sinned against ourselves. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, then we are doomed. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, please have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, we have strayed so far. Sometimes we don't even recognize, ya Allah, what's right and what's wrong. We hear something right and we are confused. We hear something right and we are familiar with it. We hear something wrong and we are familiar with it. Oh Allah, our desires speak louder than our soul. And our heart can't tell anymore. But oh Allah, your mercy is greater than your wrath. Oh Allah, you are the one who pardons. You love pardoning, ya Allah. So please pardon us. Oh Allah, you are the one who pardons. And you love pardoning, Allah. Please pardon us. Erase our books of evil deeds. Leave no trace behind. Oh Allah, allow every single person here to leave this room with no sin in their book at all. Amen. Oh Allah, allow every single person, whether they came early, whether they came late, whether they were brought here, whether they came on their own, whether they want to be here or not, whether or not their heart is in this dua or not, oh Allah, allow every single person who is here, every single person who is crying to you tonight, oh Allah, every person who has their hands open to you, every single person, oh Allah, in Dallas, in Texas, in the country, O Allah, allow them to leave their du'as with no sin in their books whatsoever, O Allah. O Allah, we are struggling every day. O Allah, we struggle every day. We take steps forward and steps back. There are things you ask us not to do that we do anyways. And there are things that you ask us to do that we struggle to do, Ya Allah. But your mercy is greater than your wrath. Our shortcoming is smaller than your mercy, Allah. Your generosity is greater than our deficiency. O Allah, we have so much good hope, Ya Allah. We have so much good hope in you, Ya Allah. Please deliver your promise. O Allah, we believe. So please forgive us. O Allah, we don't have much, but we believe. We love you. We forget. We slip, but we love you, O Allah. We can't claim much, but we know that we love you and your messenger. O Allah, when the companion came to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he asked him, what have you prepared for the Day of Judgment? The companion responded, I have not prayed much. I have not fasted much or given much charity, O Ya Rasulullah, but I love Allah and his messenger. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said back to him, your Habib, your beloved said back to him that you will be with who you love. O Allah, we love you and your messenger. We have not prepared much. We have not prayed enough. We have not fasted enough. We have not given enough sadaqah, O Allah, but I know that we love you. So please allow us to be with those that we love. O Allah, we ask you to make our endings the best part of our lives. We ask you to make our last deeds our best deeds, and the best days of our life the day that we meet you. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved, our teacher, our companion, our guide, the one who prayed for us at the time that we sleep, the one who fasted all day while we sit and eat, who gave the things that we keep. While our eyes remain dry, he would weep, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow us to live up to his love for us. Allow us to love him more than we love ourselves. And allow us to be with him in paradise. O Allah, allow him to recognize us on the Day of Judgment. Allow him to take us by the hand and enter paradise with him on the Day of Judgment. O Allah, nobody else will be there for us. Our parents, our spouses, our siblings, our children, our friends, our teachers, everybody will be worrying about themselves. The only bright face smiling for us, waiting for us, will be the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, allow him to recognize us. Allow us to be people that he recognizes. And allow us to enter paradise with him, Ya Allah. And to be with him and our loved ones in the highest level of paradise, Ya Allah. O Allah, there are many people in this room, in this gathering, who are watching online, Ya Allah, that this dua was not sufficient. This dua did not solve the request and the yearning of their heart. O Allah, I do not know what's in their heart. Nobody here knows what's in their hearts, but you know, O Allah. You are the one who knows what's in everybody's heart, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant them the best in this life and the next. And save us all from the evils of this life and the evils and trials of the next. O Allah, accept this dua from us. O Allah, if there are problems within us, Ya Allah, then allow us to find the solutions. If there are sicknesses, physical or spiritual, O Allah, then allow us to have the cures. O Allah, if there are challenges, then allow us to have the strength to be able to conquer those challenges, Ya Allah. O Allah, we only ask from you. We do not seek aid from anyone else before you. Anyone else who helps us is only from you. O Allah, we call upon you tonight. And we have hope and certainty, Ya Allah, that you will answer. You tell us, O Allah, that those who call upon you, you will answer them when they call. O Allah, here we are. At the masjid, at your house, at 3 a.m, Ya Allah. And we are here, we are tired, we are weary. We might be hungry or thirsty. Our children are at home. We are here, Ya Allah, sore and aching and sleepy, because we know that you will answer. O Allah, if anyone in here has a dua that is in their heart, Ya Allah, you know it. O Allah, grant it to them. Give them the best of what they ask for. And protect them from the things that they ask for that they don't know will harm them. And replace the harm with benefit, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept our du'as. O Allah, accept the du'as of our tongues and our hearts. O Allah, grant us the best in this life and the next. And allow us to be pleasing to you and to the example of your Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa salli allahumma ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad. Ameen, Ya Rabbi.